Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Wells.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
What's up, everybody? It is In This League right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I am Chris Welsh. That is Scott Bogman. This is the ITL Live Show with your two favorite hosts that you might not even know about, right?
I just want to let you know I am trading you to Siberia.
Oh, so really?
You're gone. Yeah, you're out of here.
I'm going to...
I had enough of your attitude. You know, you threw that football and yelled at me that one time. You didn't show up to practice.
Mr. Big Belly doesn't appreciate that and doesn't approve of that. So Mr. Big Belly is not going to accept that trade.
That's Mr. Big Gut.
In protest, I am going to dye my mustache blonde.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now, here's a big question. Can you grow a mustache?
I can. I can grow a mighty mustache, as a matter of fact. It's a good spot that I'm in with mustache. Beard? More of a Joe.
Spotty.
Joe Dirtay. Little spotty and all in certain spots, all white trashy like that.
So you're telling me that it grows in all white trashy like that on purpose?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, I never watched Joe Dirt 2. I've never seen it.
You know what? So this is rare for me. I have a hard time falling asleep, right? You've known this about me for years. I just have a hard time. It doesn't matter, especially if I got something to do the next day. I had some stuff that I had to get done this morning before our show. So, you know, tossing and turning last night. Can barely sleep. I got to make sure that I wake up on time, all that crap. So I was watching Joe Dirt 2, fell right asleep. It's better than NyQuil.
Was it the first time? Oh, so it's like Daredevil on Netflix for me.
Yes.
Two
shows. It might work better than that.
Two shows you want to get some instant sleep if you're a night owl, put on Daredevil 3 or The Umbrella Academy. Puts me out 10 minutes every single night. I'm out. It works like a charm. It's a beautiful thing. So wait, had you seen it before or did you're like, oh, hey, look, it's on. And then...
No, it was on one of the channels.
But had you seen it before?
Oh, okay. I hadn't seen it before, no.
Okay.
So
you still have it, technically.
Pretty much. So I remember it was embarrassing. Like, Brandy was the main character, I think, basically this time. But I only saw it.
What? But it's Joe Dirt.
Minutes. Yeah, I don't know. So I'm telling you, like, I woke up... or I fell asleep like 10 minutes in and it was a lot of Brandy. I woke up at the end and it was a lot of Brandy.
Oh,
so I don't know if she had become her character from Always Sunny in Philly or not. But
she had become Joe Dirt, if you know what I mean.
Well, she was definitely beating a bunch of people up defending Joe Dirt. So
okay.
I was like, oh, well, I mean, I guess that makes sense.
Maybe you just woke up when she got around. It was like a... you know, lizard brain. Your lizard brain woke up when she was around.
Yeah, that definitely could have been up. Like, oh, what, Brandy? Oh,
haven't
hey,
seen
Brandy.
It though. Haven't seen Joe Dirt and have not seen Antonio Brown in Buffalo. Rest in peace to the 6 hours that Antonio Brown was in theory a Buffalo Bill. I trolled Ian Rapoport on Friday, by the way, Boggs.
Did you really?
I trolled him. Yeah, you go look at it. He tweeted. He said the Miami Dolphins have released Danny Amendola, and I quote tweeted, and I just said, "You sure?" And then I got a bunch of people that were excited about it. So, look at this. Let me check this out. I see FanDuel had posted this. This is AB talking in a video.
Stay tuned, though. AB might be somewhere in the less than 24 hours.
In the less and the less. So according to AB, in 24 hours, he might have a home, and it ain't Buffalo.
Yeah, I think that at this point, the Steelers might just hold out until the draft to deal him. So
I mean, there was, I thought was funny, was about like, I don't know, a couple hours before the Thursday night madness, because I text you, you were out at Ari Shaffir, and I just text you the minute I saw it. Ian Rappaport tweeted, AB's going to the Bills. He's like, AB to the Bills.
And then I text you, and I'm like,
AB to the Bills. And then Rappaport's, you know, he's all excited. And you know what I saw? This is the best part. Everyone was like, low-key best part of this story is that Rappaport cucked Schefter. Biggest story of the offseason, and no one's heard from Schefter. It's because it was fake, and it was bad intel, and Ian Rappaport looked like a doofus because of it. But I had to, like, tweet you, or I had to text you about the whole thing, and it was incredible. It was the internet. The internet was incredible for, like, 4 or 5 hours. It was the best place on the planet. We all came together. We all rallied and laughed at Antonio Brown, and then Josh Allen was a top-5 quarterback at one time, and then it all exploded. AB responded to NFL.com's, the actual NFL account's Twitter that had posted this about Rappaport and said, fake news. And then there you go, right here. Let's play it again. This is AB's whatever, Instagram.
But stay tuned, though. AB might be somewhere in the less than 24 hours.
Not in the next, but the less 24 hours.
The less 24 hours.
Yeah. By the way, Daddy Big Chest looking a little bit more like Daddy Big Belly, like I was talking about.
Yeah, I doubt that very much. That dude's got like a 18 pack, so he looks like He-Man when he takes his shirt off. But I don't know, man. Like, I was super happy about the Buffalo thing because I was like, this guy's becoming a problem with my Steelers. He's been a total prick this whole offseason. I'm ready for him to be gone. And, you know, to move him to a situation like Washington where they didn't have a quarterback, I guess they have one now, or Oakland or, you know, Tennessee would probably be the best spot for him to land in, to be honest with you. But going to Buffalo with a young quarterback who, by the way, also had some racist tweets, no big deal. So, I mean, it's just how long would it take him to be calling him a racist and saying he didn't throw the ball? Like, AB has just gone nuts.
AB would have done that before he got there, though. Like, AB
probably would have, yeah.
Do you remember who was it? Was it Willis McGahee or was it Marshawn? Remember them complaining, like, there's nothing to do in Buffalo. And it's like, oh, well, there's football to play. Like, don't worry about the nightlife. There's football to play.
And well, it's not like it matters to AB. He'll just take his private plane down to Miami whenever they're not playing anyway. So, you know, that's just what he does. So
he's the worst, dude. I'm so over AB. Like, I saw this article, too, that was out there talking about how AB.
So, hold on. If the Niners could get him for a 6-round pick, wow. Like if it boils down to that, are you just not into it because it's AB? Or are you saying, hey, you know what? 6-round pick, he's worth that trouble.
Oh, I would be ecstatic for no cost whatsoever. But I would also be. Like, it'd be like a points league, Bachman. This would be a points league. I would be excited about the statistical boost, but the name is less of an effect for me. Does that make sense? Like, I wouldn't be like, oh, we got Antonio Brown. It'd be like, now we have a feature wide receiver. I know he'd be a problem. When I saw that he was traded to the Bills after I was done laughing, I had a sigh of relief where I was like, oh, he's not going to be a Niner. It's great. We can focus on Odell Beckham. That's what I want. I want the Niners to focus on Odell Beckham, not Antonio Brown. That is not what I want. I was a little shocked that he was traded to the AFC because I assume the Steelers, they were going to make sure he was in an NFC spot. Like, that's where they wanted him to go. But they did also, outside of, I guess they found the best possible situation. We can't get him to the NFC. We'll send him, you know, essentially on the Alaska duty.
Yeah, pretty much. I think it was just highest bidder at this point. But now that the Buffalo thing fell through from what I read was they have very limited options right now. Like, they're not going to get back a pick that they want. I think they want at least a third.
Oh, that's what I was going to say earlier, Boggs, was earlier in the day, maybe I didn't even finish this thought. There's so much about AB, was that, like, I saw a report that said the Steelers were backing off of their Friday deadline trade. And then 2 hours later was when the news went down that he was traded to Buffalo. And then this other article I had read had said how essentially Antonio Brown is treating, I mean, he's still 3 years on his contract. He's treating himself like a free agent, and everyone's letting him do it. Like, because he has a full no trade clause, essentially, because he just won't go play there. He'll retire. So he's getting to play Mr. Free Agent while he's still under contract, which is wild.
By the way, all the stuff, I don't even need the game. Oh, well, what are you going to do? Like,
well, you could go work.
If you're not
out
a football player, what are you going to do, man?
Well, like, that question doesn't sit with me. Who cares what he's going to go do? He'll go do a reality show, a Facebook show.
Well, okay.
But how are you going to support your lifestyle? That's what I say. You want fast cars driving around getting tickets. You want private planes. That's going to go real quick.
Right, exactly. That's kind of the point is, you know, he can go do whatever, but he can't live the way he's living right now by being, you know, Dancing with the Stars and the Masked Singer and
all that crap. Chad Johnson's out eating McDonald's. He can afford the lifestyle and do his little bits here and there. Antonio Brown, that ain't going to work. That ain't going to work with the private jets and stuff.
AB's got a chef.
What happened?
So what happened to
3 years ago, you and I would sit and talk and you would tell me how Antonio Brown was the hardest working guy in the NFL. All he cared about was playing football.
Well, he's still an incredibly hard worker.
Is he?
I had to quit watching, you know, I had to unfollow him on Snapchat and all that stuff because I was sick of hearing it.
You broke up with him?
I was sick of hearing all of it. I couldn't take it anymore. It was too annoying. So I was like, I got to stop doing this. But when you see him on Snapchat or Instagram or whatever, he's always doing drills, working out.
I mean, this Instagram video, by the way, right here, he's at the gym. This is on his Instagram. He's in the gym with some dude. I don't know who it is.
Stay tuned, though. AB might be somewhere in the less than 24 hours.
Yeah, we'll be less than the 24 hours, too, man.
And then, you know, so he's always working out. He's in the gym, or he's chasing them kids around everywhere.
Or getting chased by the cops.
Oh,
in his car.
Come on.
Was that a false statement that I just said?
No, it wasn't.
Was he not going 100 being chased by cops?
Yeah, but it's not like he's, you know, a constant criminal or anything, you know.
No, I didn't say that. I just said,
I mean, he's been visited by the police more than once recently, so. Hmm. But anyway, no, he's still a super hard worker. I think he's still going to be unbelievably productive no matter where he lands. He's still a great wide receiver. Like, his craziness and all that stuff isn't going to take away from that necessarily. It's just, you know, when you go from Ben Roethlisberger to Josh Allen or wherever, you go from Ben Roethlisberger to Case Keenum. You know what I mean? There's going to be a difference in production. And that's the point that Larry Fitzgerald made with his comments the other day. He said, you know, Mr. Big Chess is one of my, best friends in the game. But I think he's going about this stuff wrong because it can get hard out there. And who knows better? Who knows better than him?
He's like
Larry Fitzgerald.
When I hear Larry Fitzgerald say that to me, that's like him being, you know how people are like, oh, that's my work wife. Like, you aren't friends outside of work, Larry. You're not. What do you have in common with Antonio Brown?
Well, records. They both got a lot of records.
Jerry Rice tweeted AB. He said, holler at me, brother. It's time to go to work on Friday.
What? They're going to go to work together? I mean, what are they going to do?
I don't know.
He wants to be in San Francisco, man. That's what he wants.
Well, he's been saying that, but the 49ers haven't expressed any interest. I think they're low-key.
I don't think they want to bring him in.
Well, I think low-key it's about Odell Beckham for them.
You think so? Mm-hmm. I think it's more about they just don't want to bring in AB. They don't want that personality. It's a young team getting set up, and I think the way that you have – like the stuff that you have with AB is he has to be kind of put ahead of the other players.
I agree. They don't have the leadership. That's the biggest problem with the 49ers. They don't have a leader like a Larry Fitzgerald that's going to put him in line. AB would walk into that place and run ramshot. Like, Jimmy G isn't at that place right now. Like, the best they've got is an offensive lineman at Joe Staley. That ain't going to work. You need you need a quarterback that can come in and you can set the stage, or you got to have, you know, some, you just have to have a grizzled vet, and the 49ers don't have that. But that's why I think it's Odell. I think Odell is much less of a distraction, and he would be much happier in San Francisco. And I think that is, I mean, also contractually, it just makes more sense. I think the 49ers are much more in on Odell than anything else. But one rumor that was being floated around when this thing kind of fell apart was, what about Antonio Brown and the Packers were apparently having some type of a conversation?
I mean, a lot of people have said that. I don't know. I feel like him and A-Rod would clash a little bit. I don't think Rodgers is going to put up with that stuff. I mean, you know, Roethlisberger would go back and forth with AB in the team meetings and all that stuff. I don't think A-Rod would have it at all. So, I mean, it'd be great for AB. You know, you go from one amazing quarterback to the next. Plus, I also think fitting the contract in Green Bay was an issue before, too.
Here's one more from the Instagram. Here's another take from Antonio Brown on his Instagram Live that was just down.
I'm in the lab. If you're looking for me, I'm in the lab. Big announcement coming soon. Big announcement coming soon, Mr. Big Chess.
Oh, man, the Mr. Big Chess thing. I got to tell you, everything he's doing is at the worst level. Like, the hair is the most intolerable thing. The mustache is the worst.
Did you see the RotoWear shirt?
No. Oh, yeah, yeah, with the Buffalo.
Yeah, the blonde mustache and all the weird dreadlocks.
I'm looking at
dreadlocks.
A picture of him, his blue and yellow dreadlock thing, blonde mustache, wearing fur coats, everything. Mr. Big Chess. It's the worst mustache in sports, worst hair in sports, and worst nickname in sports is Antonio Brown. And frankly, we can sit here and talk about the Packers. We can sit here and talk about the 49ers. There's one team, and when we come back from break, we're going to tell you who that team is. There's only one team that makes sense. Frankly, as we're doing this show right now and you're listening, Mr. Big Chess might already be on this side. He might already have his new home. As multiple Instagram Lives have said, big announcement coming soon. We're going to talk about it when we come back. More Antonio Brown right here on In This League. The team that makes all the sense in the world, that is aggressive after him, and frankly, most likely of any other team to pay the price for this guy. So don't go anywhere. In This League, Bogman, Welsh, we're coming back at you in just a minute.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99, or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
It's not what you did, son, that angers me so much. It's who you did it to.
Who? Nobody?
Nobody.
ITO.
Welcome back. It is In This League right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, ITL Live Edition, with the boys, the Welsh and Bogman. Find us on Twitter at IsItTheWelsh, at Bogman Sports. And while you're at it, go get the book. It's not the final weekend by any means. The book's not going anywhere, but baseball drafts are closing in on us. If you're not already doing them, you're going to be doing them in a couple weeks here. And we've got our book, 99 Fantasy Baseball Player Debates. I actually truthfully do believe it's a really fun read in season, because you can kind of go back, you can reference, and it's got three judges per debate. Bogman and I did the write-ups. We got guys like Eno Saris, Steve Gardner, Paul Sporer, Joe Pizzapia, Nick Pollock from Pitcher List, Alex Chamberlain, who was FSWA Writer of the Year, and a ton more that are judging the debates. So you can go and see how these guys voted. You can see what we wrote up, and it can help you to make your decisions, but also it could be a cool reference point to have throughout the season. So we'd appreciate it if you go check it out. There's a paperback version, so you can have your physical copy on Amazon. There's a Kindle, and there's a PDF over at InThisLeague.com. Go support In This League. When you do it, you are telling us that you like, you know, unique, cool, independent
projects.
You
like me. You really like me.
I'm good enough. I'm smart enough. And gosh darn it.
Gosh darn it.
People like me. That's Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown is delusional. The guy is, I always wonder, when you have that much money and you get to that stage, do you care more than ever the perception, or do you care not at all anymore what people think whatsoever? Because you have so much money, you literally don't ever have to be in front of people, or the only people you have in your life, your money buys.
Yeah, I think you have to at least question it when you start getting to be the guy that pays for everything, the guy that, like, when you're paying someone's salary, even someone that's there all the time, like his chef is just constantly there around him. So, like,
what's with
is
chef? That guy? You talk about his chef a whole bunch.
It was weird. Like, all this crazy AB stuff started happening when I thought his chef was more of like one of his best friends, and he fired that guy and got a new chef. So like it's all kind of rolled downhill ever since the first chef got fired. So it's strange. You gotta start to wonder who is in it to help me and who is in it, you know, for themselves to gain some stuff for themselves. It's really a big question.
It seems almost delusional, not caring. Like I don't get the bit what he's doing with the mustache. Has he ever explained why his hair looks the way it does? Why is he doing the mustache? Well,
if he has, I don't know what it is because I stopped following him. So
I just don't understand it. I don't understand all of the stuff he's constantly doing. I mean, the public perception, if he was a presidential rating, he's a zero. Like, he's a zero public approval rating. Nobody likes him. Even the teams, I'm one of them. Hey, if we had AB, I'd be like, oh, sweet, we got a great player. I can't stand him, though, as a 49er. There's nobody that likes AB. He's insufferable right now. He is insufferable.
Yeah, he's really weird. And he was on the, I didn't watch, did you watch the LeBron thing yet? The shop? Which, by the way, another thing where, hey, why don't you, maybe concentrate on making the playoffs instead of making this show, you know? I mean, I'm sure LeBron did the show, you know, on an off day or whatever. But, I mean, come on, man. Like,
I mean, I'm not
what are you doing?
That, but no.
Yeah, so from what I heard was he was saying, you know, well, now that I say something, I speak up, I'm a problem and all that stuff. And I can get where people see that perception, but... You know, there's quotes in November where he was saying, no, Ben just has constructive criticism for me. I'm not mad at him, blah, blah, blah. And now all of a sudden it's a problem. You know what I mean? So I get it. You know, maybe it was a problem then, but it also could be an excuse. Just nobody knows where he's coming from. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You've been okay for so long. Why is now everything not okay? And if it wasn't before, why weren't you saying something before? You know what I mean? It's just, he's a weirdo.
When we went to break, I teased that there is one team that has been constantly in the conversation, in contact. They've been in the rumors. We've talked about the Packers.
They've been in constantcontact.com.
Constant Contact. They've got a newsletter. And you got a lot of that type of stuff that's been going on. The Bills were kind of out of nowhere one. But the team that makes all the sense of the world, beyond the sense that we can even comprehend, is the Oakland Raiders. There's nobody that makes more sense than the
Oakland
Raiders.
Where players go to die.
Well, dude, I mean, John Gruden considers himself the ultimate players coach. So I don't think he worries. He's not going to worry about that type of stuff. You've got a situation with a complete eccentric personality in Marshawn Lynch, and they've handled it. And they kind of just let him do his thing. And they can go from a spot where they've got a whole bunch of first. I think they've got three first round picks. I think they've got like, isn't like the third, 20th and 27th or something like that in the draft. Something.
Yeah,
like
they have the Cowboys pick.
They've got three picks.
I remember that. And what was the other first round pick they got? Oh, the Bears. First round pick.
Yeah, for Khalil Mack. Exactly. So they've got three first round picks there. What they can walk away and do is they can justify and say, well, we essentially traded Amari Cooper for Antonio Brown, or we traded a guy in Khalil Mack for Antonio Brown. They can coax up the stories to bring in an all-star caliber wide receiver that they can then put on the sidelines. And you got, I think Jordy's still there. I don't know ultimately what they do at the end of the day about their quarterback situation, which is something we can talk about. There's some guys are infatuated with. But from a overall personality standpoint, and here's another thing, the team just had to cut a deal to stay in Alameda for a year until they move to Vegas, and there could be a 2020. So there's also not really, they're kind of displaced. The team is displaced overall. So you bring in this kind of like eccentric attitude. What's the worst that happens in Oakland? He's weirdo and they get rid of him, or he goes to Vegas. He would love to. Can you imagine Antonio Brown in Vegas? Oh my God. Oh my God.
I mean, you just talk about the beginning of the downfall. You know what I mean? That would be him in Vegas, but yeah, I mean that this all makes perfect sense. I love the logic here. It makes all kinds of sense. I think the Raiders are perfect. And by the way, getting a first round pick, as far as I'm concerned, is the way to go if you're the Steelers, if you can get that. I think that's off the table at this point.
I agree too. Even more reason, by the way, for the Raiders to, you know, jump on the opportunity, because they could still have their first round picks. Or, you know, they can give up a later pick. And, I mean, I still think we're going to talk about him later. But, you know, if the Cardinals aren't fully sold, the Raiders could make a splash of splashes, go trade, I'm just speculating here, a third-round pick for Antonio Brown. And then they could trade multiple picks to the Cardinals to move up to one to take Kyler Murray. And then you've got Kyler Murray, Antonio Brown, Marshawn Lynch. I mean, I don't know, man. That's like the Escape from New York, the Escape from L.A. Snake Bliskin group. I mean, it is just, what type of combination did you just put here?
Why do you always say Bliskin?
Bliskin. Snake Bliskin.
Pliskin.
Pliskin?
With a P. Pliskin. Yeah, like Snake Bliskin.
Blumpkin.
Oh, Blumpkin.
Yeah. That's what we're going for here.
Blumpkin. Urban Dictionary that, folks.
Nope.
So,
What do you want to see at this point? Because, I mean, that had to be
him gone. That's what I want. I want him gone. Okay. I want him out of here.
I thought that was the best case scenario.
No, that is the best case scenario. But I think if.
But do you want to see him the Raiders, suffer? Like, did the Bills situation just make you happy of happy? You're like, oh, this is it.
My pants got shorter. Yeah. So.
He's going to be a Bill. Yeah.
I was super excited for that. Yeah. I mean, to be honest, you kind of want a lesson here as far as all this stuff goes, too. I don't want to see him, you know, I don't want to see his career take a complete nosedive.
You just want him to sit in the corner with a dunce hat like in Buffalo.
Kind of. Yeah. I just want to see him with a quarterback that's not Roethlisberger or Aaron Rodgers. Like if he goes to Aaron Rodgers, he'd be completely insufferable. It'd be the same amount of it would be the same greatness, maybe even better. You got Davante Adams on the other side. You know, that would be insane. But then is he going to get pissed off at Davante Adams getting single coverage and getting the ball? You know, so you have it. It kind of doesn't matter. I'm just excited to see him go and excited to see him get off the team. But I got to be honest, if they don't get something that they want within the next couple weeks or at the draft, he's going to be a Pittsburgh Steeler at the beginning of the season.
I can't imagine. I just don't believe it. I know what you're getting at.
No. Well, I mean, they've done it before. They've proved they'll do it with Le'Veon. They'll let him sit out a year.
I just don't think they can do that with this situation.
I don't think they should.
Listen, right here, this is what is her name? This is from last Wednesday, and I saw Harmon tweet this out. I cannot say her name. She works for NFL Network. Aditi
Kinkabwala.
Kinkabwala?
Kinkabwala.
Okay. Yeah, that.
She's followed around the Steelers for a long time.
Yeah. So this is her talking with GM Kevin Colbert about Antonio Brown real quick. This is via the NFL Network.
Well, you've also said that Antonio Brown is not going anywhere unless you feel the compensation is justified for moving one of the NFL's best players. Can you see, or why do you have so much faith that Ben Roethlisberger can forgive Antonio Brown and continue to play with him?
Well, I think Ben has actually been quoted along those lines, and I've seen those two work together and do amazing things. I've seen them disagree. I've seen them, you know, throughout a play, throughout a game, maybe not agree with what just happened, but in the end, they'll end up hugging. So I know that this has happened before. As I mentioned earlier today, players go from play to play, from game to game, from week to week, from season to season, and they change, and they sit back and appreciate where things could be. So I think everybody looks at what their best interest is in the long run, and can this work at some point? We'll see. Again, we're agreeable to looking at a trade, and if it benefits us, great. If it benefits both of us, great. We mean no harm to Antonio Brown because he's been a fantastic player for us, and he'll be a fantastic player wherever he is in 19, either with us or somebody else. So, but if it can benefit everybody, great. If not, it's going to have to benefit us or it won't happen.
I mean, that speaks a lot to what you just said.
Yeah, I mean, the point here is that if the best they're going to be offered is a fifth round pick, it ain't happening. They'll try it. And to me, to be honest, it's less about the relationship between Ben and AB, because that can be fixed. I really think it can. I don't think AB likes Ben. I don't think Ben likes AB.
Boy, I don't think that can be fixed. I think there was a time that that could get fixed. That seems...
But I think the on the field can be fixed. I think that it's just at this point it would kind of be like, you know what? I don't like him. I'm not going to go hang out with him after the season's over. We're probably not going to get that extra work in the off season that AB wants. He was complaining about that the other day, that Ben didn't want to work with him that much in the off season. You're never going to get that stuff. So, but they can get along. It's more about the relationship between AB and Mike Tomlin, because AB is absolutely insubordinate
to
Tomlin. Yeah, and Tomlin has to be the boss. He has to be able to show the rest of the team that I'm not going to treat this guy like he can't go unpunished. Like, and Tomlin's thing has been, look, I'll treat everyone fair, but I won't treat everyone equal because not everyone's equal. That's just the way it is.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. So that was Kevin Colbert from a week ago on NFL Network. What that was is that was the Steelers trying to take back control. That's all that was. That he's not going to stay there. That was the GM, you know, high ranking GM. I mean, outside of Art Rooney, you're going to the top level to say like, hey, listen, man, we got reasons why he can stay. All it was reestablishing the value to give Antonio Brown maybe a little bit less control or create market stuff here. Because I think it's too, Antonio Brown has made it too far gone. He met with Art Rooney and that meeting couldn't have gone well. It was a split. Charles Robinson, by the way, Charles Robinson from, where does he, NFL reporter for Yahoo, says the next quote moving date on the Steelers and Antonio Brown, tune in March 11th through the 13th for the NFL's pre-free agency negotiating window. Some teams will begin to realize they're going to whiff on chosen targets. That could stimulate some renewed or new interest in AB. That according to Charles Robinson, but we're sitting here also competing against Antonio Brown, who continues to, literally on Friday. I mean, we're giving this to you. Here he is again, working out.
Yes, sir. I love
you. Just lifted some weights.
Hey, I'm announcing my new team in like a little bit, all right?
He's announcing his new team in a little bit.
Oh, yeah, because he made the trade.
Yeah. Oh, my God. How much is this going to be? Remember when T.O. was like, I'm making a comeback, and then he did that horrible thing with Madden football?
Oh, God.
That's it. Antonio Brown's going to be like, I'm going to name my announcement.
My new team, it's Under Armour.
Yeah, it's going to be like, I got my brand new 99-cent game on your phone. You can just, like, you know, football kids and stuff. It's going to be something horrible.
I just want it's like a nightmare. It's like a waking nightmare every day. I was so happy when you texted me at the show the other day when I was at seeing Ari Shaffir.
I know.
I was like, this is all bad. Hilarious. I'm leaving in a good mood. And AB was traded to the Bills. This is amazing.
By the way, on
and then it took me 45 minutes to get out of the parking garage, and I found out the AB news was fake.
Literally in the time you saw Ari Shaffir, he was a Bill, and then he was not a Bill. That's what happened. By the way, I'm laughing on his Instagram. Just everyone is like, Raiders, Raiders. Everyone is just going straight up Raiders from Mr. Big Chest there.
I mean, I hope that happens. To be honest, as far as fantasy production goes, too, Derek Carr's not great. Well,
see, now
that I'm thinking about it, maybe this is real bad because Derek Carr got really flinchy at throwing the ball downfield last year.
And when anybody criticized him.
Well, yeah, I feel like David Carr took it more personally than Derek Carr did. So it's funny whenever you see, one of those, You know, who are your top five quarterbacks in the league right now? Derek, we go to you. Well, or David, we go to you. Well, Derek has to be five on this list. I mean, he's just one of the best. And it's like, give me a break, dude. I know your brothers, but come on, let's be realistic.
ESPN's NFL National Packers reporter, Rob Domofsky, says, while the Antonio Brown situation rolls on, the Packers won't jump in now and were not involved before. They never had any conversations with the Steelers about the receiver, according to league sources with knowledge of the Packers' actions. Because what I was going to ask you is, what's a better situation? Antonio Brown with the Raiders or Antonio Brown with the Packers? And he would be a number two with the Packers, where Raiders he would be the featured piece of the offense.
It's still the Packers because of the quarterback.
Agreed. Okay, you know? No, I agree with that. As a number two with the Packers,
yeah,
all day, every day.
He might be number one with the Packers. Devontae might be number two.
No.
Yeah.
Antonio Brown.
Antonio Brown's not better than Devontae Adams? Is that what you're about to say?
I mean, maybe I'm too...
Because all of the numbers say that that's incorrect.
Maybe I'm too caught up in yellow mustaches and stuff like that, and the yellow submarine.
I mean, he's definitely a whack job. He's definitely crazy, but he's still one of the best wide receivers in the league. Yeah, I mean, look, I think he's crazy. I should hate his guts more than anybody, but you got to give him that.
Yeah,
you know,
no, you're right.
He's amazing. But he's good.
But I think Devontae Adams is the number one on that team, is a better way
maybe,
to put it.
Maybe, and it could be just a matter of experience. But I think that would be to the point of, you know, some days it's AB, some days it's Devontae.
Yeah,
it's just
true.
Depending on who they want to roll the coverage towards.
All right, well, we got to go to break. When we come back, we'll continue this talk. We're probably going to talk a little bit about Kyler Murray and the drama
Kyler
that's going
Murray.
On there. So don't go anywhere. More In This League with Bogman and the Welsh coming up.
Kyler.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire. It's In This League.
Buckle up, Buckaroo. All night.
Welcome back. More In This League. Final segment of the first hour right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. InThisLeague.com. That's where you can check us out. All the podcast work over at InThisLeague.com. Anywhere that podcasts are, just search ITL or In This League and you'll find the baseball. You'll find the basketball. We're going to talk basketball in the third hour. You're going to see all the Prospect One stuff. Just finished up the team preview series. Lots of good stuff. And the football podcast should be coming back here very shortly because there's so much going down. Actually, talking football in the first hour, even though we're on the precipice of baseball. It's blasphemous. But the Antonio Brown stuff was too good. Also, over the last, three or four days, lot of Kyler Murray drama going on, Bogman, and centered around multiple different people and pieces here. So he has a combine. He does his check-ins, blah, blah, blah. Everything is relatively fine. One guy comes out, though, and destroys Kyler Murray, and that is Charlie Casserly. Yes. Okay, so do this. Read off, what was it? It was the combine performance on what Charlie Casserly said he heard on Kyler Murray's combine performance. And read it, please, as Charlie Boggerly.
Charlie Boggerly? Okay. Yeah. He better hope Kingsbury takes him number one because this was not good. These were the worst comments I ever got on a high-rated quarterback, and I've been doing this a long time. Leadership, not good. Study habits, not good. The board work below, not good. Not good at all in any of those areas, raising major concerns about what this guy is going to do. Now, people will say we're going to compare him to Mahomes. We're going to run an offense like Mahomes. We're going to run an offense like Baker Mayfield. But those are much different. These guys, you never question them about their ability on the board. You never question their leadership ability, their work habits. They were outstanding in those areas. This guy is not outstanding in those areas, and it showed up in the interview.
It's like we had Charlie Casserly here. It's like he was here on the... So that's
like Regis with a really, really New York accent.
Yeah, that's a good. Yeah, that's very good. I mean, okay, so you've been questioning your stuff lately, your impressions. I think you're back.
Charlie Cassidy is too easy.
I think you're back. So that lit up everybody. Now, let me just read off a couple of tweets of a couple of people that have been in defense of Kyler Murray since there, because what also came out was like he wasn't prepared. Teams were at, you know, really quizzing him. He wasn't prepared. He wasn't good in interviews. They were just saying like it was bad. Gil Brand, you know Gil Brand, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, former VP of player personnel with the Cowboys, NFL.com. He's on SiriusXM, all that type of stuff. Gil Brand says about this Kyler Murray situation. One, only one team put him in front of a whiteboard. Number two, the questions about leadership, study habits run counter to my experience with Kyler, who I've known since he was a high school sophomore. Have known his dad for 30 years. Honestly, it sounds fabricated. Jim Trotter with the NFL says the Chargers were one of 10 teams to interview Kyler Murray at the Combine. Coach Anthony Lynn told me post-interview that Kyler was, quote, impressive and, quote, sharp and had great recall at the whiteboard, which is interesting because I also saw something else that said counter that the Cardinals were the only team to put him on the whiteboard. So that,
he's,
I think,
not
that's
good on the board. That's what I'm telling you right here.
He's not good on the board. But I don't, I mean, Charlie Casserly, what I think is interesting, this is one of those things, you know how like Ian Rappaport was so crappy with all his stuff? Like, he should probably divulge who's...
Antonio Brown's been traded to Mars, I've just been told. But he's like, gone, he's on the Martian team.
Maybe
now.
Charlie Casserly should maybe mention who are the people that are telling him he did so bad? Because, well, it doesn't sound like the case.
It's always a source, and you know, Dan Patrick actually brought this up. He had a pretty good interview the other day, or not interview.
Well, here, but you know, real quick, Boggs, look at this. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Charlie Casserly tweeted this 2 hours ago, Friday. This is like early Friday. I'm looking at it wrong. He says, my latest comments on Kyler Murray. Just real quick, I want to play this. This is on the NFL Network.
You reported what you were told on Tuesday. There was a lot of reaction to it. A lot of it pointed at you, though. Your response that the ideas to the sources were bad, or they gave you bad information, what do you have to say?
Well, the sources were A+. They didn't give me bad information. They gave me the information that they had in their 15-minute interviews. Now, let's look at the big picture here. No team is going to dismiss a player over a 15-minute interview at the combine. It might raise concerns that you'll raise with the player when you have a whole day to spend with him when you go work him out in the spring. There have been other quarterbacks that have had bad interviews, that have taken teams to the playoffs, that have won playoff games. It's a 15-minute interview. Let's leave it at that. That's all it is.
I mean, that is some of the worst backpedaling I have ever heard. You went on national television and tore apart Kyler Murray, and now you're being like, hey, let's not rush the judgment off of 15 minutes. What are you talking about?
I just would like to point out that this confirms how great my impression of Charlie Casserly was.
It was pretty good. Yeah. He was a little less Charlie Casserly in the beginning, and then he got Casserly towards the end. He really picked it.
Yeah.
All right. So sorry.
I yell a little bit.
You were talking about some stuff that was on Dan Patrick's show.
Yeah. So he said, if the source that I have works for a team, I don't trust it until after the draft, he says, because there's so much positioning trying to happen right now. There's so many teams that'll put out bad information about a player because they want him to drop. Maybe they have two picks in that area and they want that player. They got to make sure that they're going to be able to get him. So they'll put out a bad report about him, or they'll put out, you know, hashtag fake news about a player just so that the guy drops so that they get him. Or they'll hype up a player so that they know a team kind of likes him already, so that there's another source of a team looking.
So somebody
player.
Saw Charlie Casserly and they were just like, that's the mark. Get him.
Right. Pretty much. That's the, you know, and Dan was talking about Kyler Murray in this interview, saying that he had sources tell him that they gave him bad information so he would report it, so that they would influence another team.
But so, there was interesting stuff off this Dan Patrick interview. Should we play this? It's about like a minute and a half, maybe 2 minutes at the most.
Yeah, I thought the last comment here was specifically the one that we wanted to hear.
Okay, so let's just, so this is courtesy of the Dan Patrick Show. Just want to make sure everybody knows. It's about 2 minutes of it. You can even pull this off of YouTube, off of Dan Patrick's YouTube. So just proper attribution here. It's about a 5 minute video. It's about 3 minutes in. So here you go. Here's the Dan Patrick Show talking about Casterly and Kyler Murray.
By this, and he knows that he made the right decision. But you'll hear from Lincoln Riley. I did talk to a scout last night. And, this is a guy who's been great. He's been upfront with me. He'll tell me sometimes when he doesn't have a grade on somebody or he hasn't looked at their tape. But talked to my source last night, and I asked him about, did you hear these Charlie Casterly comments on Kyler Murray? He said, I haven't read them, but we have talked about this. Not surprised, especially after your interview. And watching his dad during the interview. There's no question about his arm and athletic ability. His speed will be hard to defend. Watching Oklahoma prior to the playoffs, his arm ability is legit. Two things that were unusual. Number one, his drop was very deep, 10 yards, which isn't common for protection purposes in the NFL. And number two, he really goes down easily. One thing that hasn't changed is the physicality of the hits he'll be exposed to. And then I tell him, thank you. And then he goes, also,
here we go.
I think that his height was inflated. Maybe it's the tinfoil hat theory. I just don't see it. If he refuses to measure at the pro day, that will be telling. So you got, I got a lot there.
All right, so I'm going to stop it there. That's big. So now we're moving on from Charlie Casterly, and we're moving on to, this is like Alex Jones. Let me tell you something about Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray. There are these man-bear-pig hybrids that they are farming in labs to make sure that Kyler Murray is 5'10". Do you think this is a conspiracy? You think the left is going to let you think that Kyler Murray is 5'8"? No, I don't think so. They have got swarms of bees that are covering the far lands to make sure that Kyler Murray is the next chosen one. He is the chosen one. You think Tower 7 would have stood up with Kyler Murray right there? I don't think so. Kyler Murray is 5'10", according to the left media.
The best part about this was about 10 minutes after I saw this. I saw a report that said Kyler Murray will run, throw, and measure at his pro day.
He will measure.
So, he's going to run a 40. He's going to do all the throws, and he's going to measure his height and weight.
And everyone will be like, why is David Blaine standing next to him? And what is that? Are you floating?
All right,
is he
these
floating?
Guys right here. Yeah. Look at him. He's 6'4 now.
Yeah. So. He's grown so many inches. This is amazing. Like, I feel like that's what they're doing. They'll be like, all right, Kyler.
Hey, camera guy, I just wanted to tell you happy birthday. You're lucky number 7. Okay. Go play that at the roulette table.
We can't tell you the secret. Like, all of a sudden, whoa, Kyler Murray's 6'1". Are you standing on your tippy toes? No. You can't. Magician can't tell his trick or anything like that. So he's going to measure.
We were talking about this in the draft room the other day, the Welsh. And this height thing is so ridiculous. Like, unless they had like a fake measuring stick, because he was the first one to get measured. Would they give every single other player an extra half inch to give Kyler Murray half an inch?
Well, maybe they paid off. Maybe, Kyler Murray is, just had some ads. I'm trying to see if I can find them. I put Kyler Murray. He just started.
Hopefully they were for teaching you how to do an interview ads.
No. They sure weren't. But Darren Revelle, where is it? Good old Darren Revelle and all his tweets. He put it out earlier today. I don't see
that. That means it's probably about 8,000 tweets down.
Yeah, I don't see it. But he was tweeting about that Kyler Murray has targeted Instagram ads that are now out. That is for some shirt company. So, I mean, he's already at it. It's all about that. It's all about that.
Really
money.
Tall guy shirts.
Yeah, big and tall. XL. That's what he's doing. What's the XL place?
Destination XL.
Destination
or
XL. That's, oh my God. That would be the best troll job ever if he was doing ads for Destination XL. That would be the funniest thing ever. Be like, if you're big and tall like I am.
What's wrong? Did Burlington not come to you with any ads there?
Dude,
Kyler, come
on.
Does
anything mess you up in going to Burlington? You look around and they're just like, oh, here's that big section. They're like 7XL. And you're like, Jesus, what monster is wearing this?
The offensive linemen are wearing it. So.
7XL. You could fit like 6 Kyler Murrays in there.
You know what's crazy? Yeah, you're sitting over there at the 3XL going, 7XL. I tell you what, I'm not going to make fun of 7XL guy because there's a possibility that in the near future I might be 7XL guy. So, you know, I'll either be 7XL guy or RIP guy. One of those two soon.
Let's talk about Kyler then for a minute about where he's going to go because the other
one. Well, I told you last week.
And, dude, you said it on here. You said about, you know, all the stuff where Kyler or Cliff Kingsbury had talked about this. Everything was disputed. And then all of a sudden, we had these reports where Kime was like, yeah, Rosen's our quarterback now. Phoenix media cannot stop talking about Kyler Murray. This stuff is getting fed. I'm telling you, 2 weeks ago, I heard them on the air. And it is, how do I put this? In any state that you live in, that you're listening to this, local sports talk radio, especially the radio station that is affiliated with the teams, they're the most manipulated. If you don't think this is, I mean, you don't think they're manipulated, you're an idiot. And I'm being serious here. If you don't think the teams that have the radio stations that have the teams on don't get manipulated by the actual teams, you're a dumbass because they do. They 100% get manipulated by it. And manipulation comes in different forms. One of those is the team gets buddy-buddy and leaks information. It's just like what's happened with Charlie Casserly. You know, Casserly is a dummy because he got bad information. Ian Rappaport, biggest dummy. Radio station, same thing. And they get fed this information because what teams want to do is it's a free way for them to not have to put the info out, just like with agents, but they get a sounding board in a radio station to float
it's
ideas.
It's just like the stuff we were talking about earlier with Dan Patrick and him saying he doesn't trust any team sources at all
because
after the draft.
They get to float ideas and they get a public opinion. So what happens is they'll throw this stuff out there. They're already throwing out to Phoenix media about what they would be okay with. They literally ran an entire segment where they talked about, would you be okay if the Cardinals got a third round pick for Josh Rosen? Would fans be okay with it? And then
I don't know how they could be. We talked about that last week. Like, getting a third round pick for a guy that was a top 10 pick last year, just not all right.
Well, it's because they sell it. They then sell it. And one of the guys who obviously is not in on the bit will go like, okay, well, you have to look at this. Is it worth Nick Bosa and Josh Rosen to get Kyler Murray and then whoever the third round pick is? Like, that's how they have to end up looking at that. And that's a proper way to look at it. It is a definite possibility and maybe high probability that the Cardinals are going to be the ones to take Kyler Murray, which leaves Nick Bosa to the 49ers, which is sick. If not, I stand that the Oakland Raiders would be the team that would trade up. They would absolutely look to trade up to number two.
Now, they got the assets to do it. So
now, what picks do they have? Oakland Raiders draft picks, because what could happen, they have got number four here. Now,
yeah, that's their pick, clearly.
See, what is that true here? Draft picks 2019. Because what I'm getting at is, yes, they do have four. The Jets are number two. The 49ers could be a team out there that float and say, we're the spot. You know, if the Cardinals are going to take Nick Bosa and they don't take Kyler Murray, the Niners can say, this is the spot you trade up to if you want this guy. So you could see the Raiders and Niners pull off a trade where the Niners move down to four because they're not going to want to move far off. And they could, you know, then end up getting like a whoever. What would it be? Quinnen Williams or Ed Oliver or something like that?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, those are good picks, right?
Some version
Josh
like
Allen,
that.
Maybe.
And
right.
The number two pick is the spot where Kyler Murray has to go. To me, Kyler Murray is an Arizona Cardinal or an Oakland Raider, without question. Those are the two teams, no doubt.
So he is, to you, he's at least a top five pick.
Yeah.
I think it makes too much sense for the Cardinals to trade off Josh Rosen and get Kyler Murray, because Kyler Murray played in this spread offense system that Cliff Kingsbury is going to run. Why wouldn't he want to bring in his guy? You know what I mean? Unless this is all posturing to wind up, you know, so someone trades with them to take Kyler Murray. Maybe they want the Raiders to trade with them because the Raiders got all those picks. Maybe they know the Raiders are interested, and so they're talking him up. See, this is the game. This is like Game of Thrones here, the NFL draft. So it's all political. It's what's the show that Kevin Spacey got booted from?
Oh,
it's
House
all
of
that
Cards.
Stuff. Yeah, it's all House of Cards. It's House of Arizona Cardinals here.
So
yeah, you like that, dude.
So Cardinals or Raiders, you pick.
Cardinals.
All right. I'm going to say Raiders. I'm not sure the public pressure is going to pull over. And if he just dominates in his pro debut, it's possible. I feel like at the end of the day, the Cardinals move away from it because I don't think they're ready to blow it up.
You took the risk with Kyler, or with Cliff, I mean. So why not take the risk with Kyler?
You might be right.
If this is where you're going, you know, let's not put, you know, like the Welsh would say, dip your toe in. Let's go full force. Dive right in, head first.
All right. Well, when we come back, we will be talking about some baseball. So don't go anywhere. Hour two of In This League coming up. So don't go anywhere.
Baseball, more Kyler Murray.